There's a very big market for food. Everyone wants food. And any investment in food security will reap a lot of results and a lot of incomes for those who are investing in food. So agriculture in Zimbabwe is just as good as mining, or it can beat mining. Let me give you a very good scenario. Israel is far, far, far less in terms of size, far smaller than Zimbabwe. In fact, Matabele South is 6 times bigger than Israel. And yet Israel is exporting food, not only food, but flowers. But Zimbabwe is importing food. So what it means is Matabele on its own can feed the whole of Zimbabwe and export. So given the agroecological riches of Zimbabwe, there is a lot Zimbabwe can benefit from if we invest in agriculture.
Now, in terms of Africa, what are the incentives that can be given to African governments to actually venture into agriculture?
It's unfortunate that we are still fighting over land issues. That's number one. But if our land policies were very clear, that's one thing we could give as incentives. We could give tax holidays for investors. Investors in land or investors in agriculture, we can give them some tax holidays. Remember, what we need is food first, and from food, we can then use whatever we harvest by way of resources to forward to industry for processing and stuff like that. So there is scope for industrial development through agriculture in all our provinces. So I would rather we give tax holidays for everyone who will invest in farming.